T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Starting to feel a little bit like football. Tanner Morgan knows all about it because he starts it tomorrow for the Golden Gophers as the quarterback, the leader of that team coming out of a COVID season, hopefully not into another one right now. Tanner, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
You have had quite an off season before we talk about the season, and on a couple different fronts. But the last time that I ran into you was last week down in Lakeville at Baldy's Barbecue, and you and Muhammad Ibrahim had taken the offensive lineman out there as a way for them to make a few bucks with an appearance, which is all part of this new ruling and this new law out there that allows you to do that. How has your life changed since July 1st when they said, hey, have at, go get?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really cool thing, and for collegiate, you know, athletes now, you can, you know, benefit off your name, image, and likeness, and it's cool for our team because we have a lot of guys who, you know, really love each other and want to help each other out in any way possible, and obviously we remain focused on our goals and everything like that, but it's cool because, you know, it's, you know, you're not limited in certain ways, and there's, you know, different ways to profit and, you know, help families out and do all kinds of cool stuff, and our athletic department's done a phenomenal job of giving us, you know, education on it, because, you know, July 1st came and it was just like, whoa, it's finally here. It's actually here, you know. Never thought you'd actually see the day, but it's really cool, and, you know, really excited to see what it continues to hold in the future.
So what were, I mean, obviously people have reached out to you. Has it been a wide variety of groups, people, things? I mean, what are the options for a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of options, and there's a lot of different things you can do it, and obviously, you know, things that represent who you are. But I think what's cool is, what's, you know, in the future, there's things you can do that help out other people, and you don't just benefit yourself. Obviously, teammates, but different things. And I'm excited to be able to, in the future, get into other charity things and things of that nature, because that's what really makes me happy and brings me joy.
Do you have to be careful how much you read on the web? I mean, now we see a kid that's going to forego his senior year in high school to go join Ohio State football, and he figures he can make some money along the way. That's the story today, but we're hearing stories almost on a daily basis of people profiting or betting on the come, especially quarterbacks in that position at high-profile colleges and major colleges. Do you try to stay away from that, or does that give you some clue and some indication as to what the market is?
I think, you know, obviously in terms of the market, it's different for everybody, for everywhere, and everyone's situation is different, whether you're a quarterback or, you know, kicker or offensive lineman, whatever it may be, everyone's situation is different, and what gets reported, it's cool to see, you know, what's out there and what's happening, and it's crazy because it's you know, alive in college athletics now, you know, it's real, it's here, and it's cool to see, but I don't put too much stock in it. I don't, you know, judge that based on myself or anything like that. I just think it's cool to see, especially these other athletes being able to benefit like that.
And like during the season, you carve a little time out for possible, you know, appearances that you didn't have to before? How do you go about that now with tomorrow, the season starting?
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't put too much thought into it, honestly. You know, maybe on the off days here or there, but I mean, really, my main focus is, you know, helping us win as many games as we can on Saturday and being the best leader and player I can be. And the rest of the stuff will take care of itself, you know. But you can't let it take away from the main thing. You always got to keep the main thing the main thing.
Now, the other piece of this offseason for you, which was just heartbreaking that we all observed from afar, was you lost your father to brain cancer, and he was your biggest fan and advocate. And I mentioned to you the other night, you and I did a piece a couple of years ago, and before he went to the bowl game, and he had watched it online and reached out, emailed me, just a really nice email, which I appreciated so much, and it told me something about him and something about you. Explain as best you can your relationship with your father and what it's meant to you all these years.
Me and my dad were really close. We bonded really over sports. He was always at every practice, every game, making sure I had everything I needed to be successful, every resource possible. And he was always there to pick me up on the bad days, always there to cheer me up. And I know he was so proud of me, and I'm really thankful for that. Proud of my entire family. I wouldn't be where I'm at without my dad. I wouldn't be a quarterback in college football. I wouldn't be at the University of Minnesota if it weren't for my dad and him believing in me. Often, times when I was younger, more than I believed in myself. Mm-hmm. The way he lived out his life for Christ was an incredible lesson for me. And what happened with him and his cancer. That he received, glioblastoma. But yeah, I love my dad and miss him like crazy, but learned so many lessons from him, and I'm going to keep those lessons with me and teach my kids them one day.
What a gift. But he was an encourager more than anything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And he was a servant. He would do anything to make anybody's day. He loved to help other people out in any way possible, whether that was running a store or getting them cleats if they didn't have the resources to buy cleats. Or there's a million stories of just my dad being a servant and wanting to help other people, and that really brought him a lot of joy in his life.
Sometimes, Tanner, we focus on the prize. You're Tanner Morgan, quarterback, playing Big Ten football, those things, and we forget real quickly how many bad days there are to get to the good days. How many times you're going, is this really going to work out? And of course, you were committed to Western Michigan and then to Minnesota, and life got crazy for you there for a while, and you're going, what's going to happen next? Those days are frequent when you compete at the level that you do and you try to work your way through it. What did your dad teach you that way? And just for those kids listening out there and those parents listening out there that don't realize that having bad days and having disappointments and setbacks is a real normal piece of the process if you're going to grow.
Yeah, it's necessary to grow. My dad always taught me that. It was always a positive thing. You took a loss or whatever it may be, but now what are you going to do to make up for it? How much harder are you going to work? Continuing to stay true to the grind and to the process. But I think, it goes back to our culture. My dad was a firm believer in this. And, failure is quitting. Failing is growth. Hmm. So when you fail, look at it as an opportunity to grow. And that's, always how my dad looked at it too and encouraged me. I think when you're a young kid, you have to make a lot of sacrifices compared to other people to get to the places you want. And that's even in college and in professional too. But, when you take those setbacks, it's really your perspective on it. Do you look at it as an opportunity to learn, to grow? Or is it going to get you down in the dumps? And, whenever I didn't handle it the right way, my dad always got me back on the right track of, looking at it as an opportunity to put more work in. And, that's not going to happen again. So my dad was always on that level.
What was COVID season like last year? And obviously this year now we're back into some more uncharted uncertainty, but how difficult was last season just playing through empty stadiums?
Yeah, it was definitely weird, but obviously we had to keep the main thing in terms of just executing and communicating and stuff. But man, we're excited to have fans back in the stadium. It's going to be awesome. We're looking forward to it. Real college football, the environment, our fans deserve it. And I mean, the spring game of 10,000 people was an electric feeling compared to the season with no fans. So I know how good that felt. I can't wait to see Huntington Bank sold out on September 2nd.
Now, have you thought a lot about Ohio State specifically? Because that's as big as it gets off the top.
Yeah, obviously. I have a little bit, but really just focusing on how we can get better. And we'll get into game planning them later on this month. But yeah, they're a phenomenal football team. They're at the elite of the elite, and they're one of the best. And We're excited for the challenge and the opportunity to go against those guys week one.
Obviously, we're seeing what the Vikings are going through right now. They don't have any quarterbacks. I mean, it's just been crazy with this COVID thing. Last year, you guys had COVID. It denied you an opportunity to play Northwestern and almost Wisconsin. Do you worry much about that this year, given that it looks like we've got somewhat of a resurgence? And are there a lot of things that you can do as a team to stay away and stay healthier? What did you learn from last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you learned from last year is you do things to help each other out, in terms of getting vaccinated and things of that nature. It's, for us, it's guys doing it, because they love each other and, want to have, give our team the best chance to have success. And obviously, there's a million different reasons out there and different things and to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. And, for us, it's just, in terms of that, we're just, taking it one day at a time. We're here for each other, loving each other. Doing the best we can to stay safe and make sure we give ourselves the best chance for success and training camp and then in the season as well.
Last question: are you just going to feel good when you walk on the practice field? I guess tomorrow's meetings, man. And then Wednesday. I mean, you've had so much happen in this off season. Are you ready just to step in and put the cleats on, and that's going to be your comfort zone?
Yeah, I can't wait to just play ball again. And really just be around our teammates, be around our coaches, that energy. And obviously, like you said earlier, there's going to be hard days. There's going to be times where, you get in the thick of fall camp, you do whatever. But I'm just excited to go through the process with our guys, with our team, be around each other, and get back to playing ball because, it's what I love to do. And it's one of my purposes in life, something I've been gifted with ability and leadership. So I'm excited to get back to it, get back with our guys, and football's back, and it's always an exciting time.
Tanner, appreciate it very much. Thanks for your words of wisdom. Our sympathy, of course, for what you've gone through this offseason. But the interesting part of it is every time you talk about your father, I think we all gain some wisdom, some strength, and some perspective that is healthy. And so I think that's what he would want, right? That his life wasn't lived in vain,
absolutely.
That it continues on.
Yeah, that's absolutely what he would want. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to get on and to talk about him anytime I can. So I appreciate that.
You bet. Tanner Morgan, good luck and have fun tomorrow. Member of the Golden Gophers, of course, their leader, their captain.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.